Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. I have been watching the media reports in protest of the George Zimmerman verdict in his second-degree murder trial of Trayvon Martin with a sense of complete disbelief. The news reports center around an innocent 17-year-old black kid who was minding his own business when an overzealous wannabe cop basically pulls out his gun and murders him. The news story was given a life of its own when President Obama chimed in that if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. I understand the complete shock of this story, but I really can't figure out why the president said anything at all. There have been thousands of shootings involving young black kids since this one, and he hasn't said a single word about these tragedies. Recently, there were protests across the country against the verdict. One woman was addressing a crowd while holding up a chunk of concrete and said that every black person standing on the sidewalk is now guilty of holding a deadly weapon. This is complete stupidity on her part. I think we can all agree that Zimmerman should have never confronted this young man. Trayvon Martin hit Zimmerman hard enough to break his nose and knock him to the ground. At this moment, the threat to Trayvon was over. Why did he then jump on Zimmerman and start banging his head into the sidewalk? Blunt force trauma to the head is very deadly, and if Zimmerman didn't have a gun, Trayvon may have been the person on trial. One thing for sure, if that were the case, as a 17-year-old, he would have been tried as an adult. This case has had its day in court, and the media, as well as our president, should move on. It is true that prejudice exists in our country, as it does in every country, but we are not a prejudiced nation. We have elected a black man to be our president, not once, but twice. We fought a civil war to end slavery, and 600,000 Americans lost their lives in that conflict. A majority of our sports heroes are black. I had a friend tell me that we are all prejudiced. I told him that I wasn't. He asked me what I would do if my daughter married someone black. I said, great. My grandkids would have a darker complexion than I do. If someone dislikes someone for the color of their skin, they are small-minded. This story is receiving way too much publicity as a white-on-black crime. Zimmerman is half Hispanic, so why does the media say he is white? If George Zimmerman is white, then President Obama is white. The key to this case is that a prosecutor who wanted to be in the limelight stretched his evidence and charged George Zimmerman with second-degree murder. This should be the focal point for justice not being served. Florida law defines second-degree murder as the killing of another human being during the commission of a felony that is imminently dangerous to human life. George Zimmerman was not committing a felony at the time of the altercation. Voluntary manslaughter is when the defendant kills with malice. This might have been the case if Zimmerman had his gun drawn when he approached Trayvon Martin. These were the options given to the jury. The prosecutors are the ones who tried to sensationalize the death of this young man. Criminally negligent manslaughter occurs when the death results from negligence or recklessness. This was probably what George Zimmerman should have been charged with. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.